Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to this June 14th edition of At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. This year, 2015, marks the 100th anniversary of the Spreckles Pipe Organ in the Pavilion at Balboa Park in San Diego, California. The Spreckles organ is the largest pipe organ in the Western Hemisphere. Today, my special guest on At the Organ is Dr. Carol Williams.
Gentlemen, with that, I give you our civic organist, Dr. Carol Williams.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to start right now. Joining me from California is Dr. Carol Williams. Welcome to At the Organ.
Hello, and nice to join you.
Great, I'm glad you could be here. You and I have at least one thing in common, and that is the love of the king of instruments, the organ. Tell us about your love affair with the organ.
Gosh, I started piano when I was 5 years old, and my aunt had an organ. It was not the pipe organ that we associate that I play now. It was a Hammond, a Lowry, and I just loved the sound of it straight away. I grew up playing jazz organ, and I always knew I wanted to be a concert organist, and I've always been very determined. So it's just like, it was like love at first sight or sound, whatever.
All right. And now, how long have you been playing now? How long have you been playing the organ?
Well, all my life. I'm not going to tell you my age because women don't do that, but I've been playing all my life and studied for years. And as I say, I started piano at 5 years old, so I've been doing it a long time.
And right now you are one of the positions you hold. I looked at your website. You have several things that you do, but one of the main ones is you're the civic organist for the city of San Diego. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Of course, the first topic we wanted to talk about is the organ you get to play quite a lot there, the Spreckles Pipe Organ at Balboa Park in San Diego. That has a 100th anniversary this year, correct?
Yeah, it was 100 years old on December the 31st, 2014. So now we're in the 100th anniversary. It's an incredible organ. It's a joy to play.
I believe it's the official make is an Austin pipe organ, correct?
That's right. It's an Austin pipe organ. And Austins were the only company at the time that were really brave enough to put an organ of that size outside. And they built an organ that's obviously done extremely well.
What made the Spreckles brothers decide to build a pipe organ for outside like that?
Well, John D. Spreckles loved organ music. He had an organ in his house. He didn't play. He had a playback system on the organ, but he loved organ music, and that was one of his hobbies. And that's why he built the great organ pavilion in Balboa Park.
Yeah, you do a lot of concerts at the park there for that?
Oh, yes. It's a full-time job. And we play a concert. Well, excuse me, I play a concert every week, Sunday at 2, and then we have the organ festival. Then there's all sorts of other events. There's sometimes extra concerts that pop in and, you know, the fun and other things like the odd wedding. We don't do many weddings, graduations. The organ is a very, very big event for the city. I've done rock and roll. I've done everything with this instrument. And the organ is so very versatile that you can play anything from Bach to, well, let's, you know, ragtime or, as I say, rock and roll.
Yeah, I see a lot of, you have several videos on YouTube of you playing that organ there, a lot of different varieties. I see some Broadway on there. You did a Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, we've done it all.
Now tell us the details about the organ itself. How big is the organ?
It's nearly 5,000 pipes, actually. It's about 74 ranks now, and she's getting bigger and bigger because we used to be the largest outdoor organ in the world. And there was an organ that took over in Kufstein in Austria in the Alps, built about the same time, 1914, known as the Heroes Organ. That is now just a bit larger than ours. As I say, it's an outdoor organ. So the people here in San Diego, the city of San Diego, we have been fundraising like crazy to regain our title, which should happen next year.
And that's the Drive to 5,000 Pipes campaign? Is that what that's about?
That's the Drive to 5,000, yes. And we added a centennial tuba for the 100th anniversary, which is a glorious big English tuba sound, and then gamba strings. And it's really, the organ doesn't need any more. It's a very complete instrument, but we're just adding a little bit here and there to make it sound even better.
You're involved not just in playing the organ, but also its care and upkeep as well. You're with the Spreckles Organ Society?
Yeah, I'm the artistic director of the Spreckles Organ Society. There is a curator who looks after the organ, Dale Sorensen. I mean, he is just totally, you know, he keeps the organ in pristine condition. He's a fine organist himself, and he looks after many organs in the San Diego area. I don't look after the care of the organ. I just, you know, like most organists, complain now and again when something doesn't work or desire a new addition, but they look after it really well.
My interview with Dr. Carol Williams continues in a moment. We'll be talking with Carol about her new CD, Just Carol Compositions, which features music she composed played on various instruments, like this selection performed on the Aeolian Skinner Pipe Organ at St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in San Diego, Venus Toccata.
Listening to At the Organ.
This past May, in fact, on the 24th, you had a very special program of music. Tell us about that concert you had.
Oh, that was one of the larger concerts that I've done. 2.5 years ago, I did a 12-hour concert for Operation Rebound, and we raised money for the returning injured troops, first responders. And Operation Rebound are an amazing organization based in San Diego who care for these people. As the organ is a community instrument, I've always felt extremely strongly that it does things for the community. I also do a concert every year for the animals bark in Balboa Park, and we raise money for the Humane Society. So on May 24th this year, I did 12 hours and 15 minutes nonstop on the Spreckles organ. It was a lot of fun. I was a little bit sore afterwards, but nothing too bad. And, it was just a great occasion to bring everybody together.
Great. And it also helps promote the organ. And, of course, we're a very worthwhile organization, too. I'm sure they very much appreciate everything you do with that.
Yeah, they did. And it was a terrific day. It really was. I'm not sure if I'll do another one. It's a lot to handle, but we'll see.
Another thing you do, you host a DVD video series called Tourbus. Tell us a little bit about that.
Tourbus to the King of Instruments, the large, the small, the unique, all different types of organs. Kerry Bell, who's the video producer, he's a great film editor, and he's also a very fine drummer. We've traveled, we've done Paris, Saint-Sulpice in Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral, we've been into the crypt at Saint-Sulpice, and we've gone to places like that, the Walt Disney Concert Hall. We've gone into the organs, looked at the organs, we've interviewed people. so much that we have done together with these instruments, Luxembourg, Germany, the UK. It's fascinating. It's not just about playing the instrument. It's about how that particular organ, some of them are very, very unique indeed, how it actually works, and the organist associated or the director of music. It's a fascinating series for anybody who's interested in organs. And videos are on my website, melcott.com. So it's you know, musically interesting and educational.
Well, now we're going to talk about the new CD. First of all, what's the name of your new CD?
Just Carol Compositions. That's the new CD. It's all compositions that I have written myself for the organ and the organ with other instruments. Plus, I have grown up all my life playing piano, and I have an 1880s Steinway in the house where it's beautiful to play, and I've created music for that instrument. Bagpipes and organ, violin and organ, voice and organ, some serious pieces. I wrote two pieces for the 10th anniversary of the Walt Disney Concert Hall organ, which I played at last November, Venus Toccata and Freedom. Freedom was dedicated to Frank Gehry, who's the architect of the building and the organ. And it's just my contribution to the musical world of what I feel has come out of me after all these years working with the instrument.
What are some of the organs that you feature on the CD?
The one in St. Paul's Cathedral, which is a Skinner, but was rebuilt by Quimby about 3 years ago. That is an absolutely fantastic organ. I've always enjoyed playing that organ. I've featured that. I've also featured, I have a Rogers Infinity 484 on loan at the moment because that organ has been moved to the San Diego County Fair, which I'm playing at currently, and I worked with that instrument. A couple of tracks are on that. I have a Roland Atelier, which is an orchestra at my fingertips, a really beautiful instrument. So a couple of the tracks were done on that, and as I said, my piano, and it's a variety of sounds.
Right. And where can people get a copy of your CD?
It's literally coming out in about a week's time, but if they go to the website melcott.com, they can order, sign up the newsletter, but they'll be able to get it from that website.
Here's another composition by Dr. Carol Williams on her new CD, Just Carol Compositions, also performed on the Aeolian Skinner Pipe Organ at St. Paul's Cathedral, and features Annelle Gregory on the violin. It's called Daisy Violin.
Thank you.
just wanted to talk about, I see you mentioned the San Diego County Fair. Tell us about what you're doing there.
This was an interesting idea that came I was invited to do about 6 months ago. It's the San Diego County Fair, used to be known as the Del Mar, at the Del Mar Horse Grounds, Race Grounds, is a huge event here in Southern California. Part of the fair in the garden area is a tribute to Balboa Park's 100th anniversary. So they have some of the buildings, like the botanical buildings, the rose gardens, and various, you know, parts of the park in miniature form, including a small Spreckles organ pavilion. And obviously I couldn't take the Spreckles organ there. So we were working with Rogers, and they said, okay, we'll give you the best instrument we have, and that's what's there at the moment. And one can hear that organ every night at 5 o'clock, where I do like a mini concert. It's interesting because you're getting people who are passing through who have no idea literally what organ music's about. They're buying their whatever, you know, burgers and stuff like that, or things, and then suddenly they hear some Bach or whatever I'm playing at the moment. So it's a really interesting way to take organ music to a very, very different environment.
Yeah, I can say a county fair is not the usual place one expects to find an organ, but that works out very well that way.
And they put it in, it really does sound great. It's got lots of speakers. You can hear it everywhere. I mean, if people choose to sit near to it, it's a little bit, you know, too strong indeed. But if they just, you know, walk around, they can hear the organ very, very clearly.
Now, you're doing that up till July 5th, is that correct?
That's correct. July 5th, from now to July 5th. I'm playing all sorts of music, you know, classical music, jazz, pop, just everything under the sun that's appealing. The organ can do that because it's not just a traditional classical organ. It can produce all these symphonic effects. It's got a great Hammond sound, I mean, theatre organ sounds, and you can really work with the orchestrations and, you know, change pitch. And it's taken a long time to get to know this lady, the organ, I mean, 484.
Okay, coming up August 31st, you have something going on at the Spreckles Organ Pavilion there, 100 Years of Broadway with Clark Sterling. Tell us about that.
Clark Sterling actually has his roots in San Diego, and we started working together years and years ago. He's based in the San Francisco area, Oakland area, and he brings down singers, and we're putting together the 100 years of the salient songs of the Broadway era. He's a great guy to work with. He knows the right singers. He knows the venue. He's a choreographer, so the singers are in costumes, the lighting is brilliant, and it's very different use of the organ, because the organ does all the work for the accompaniments and some of the overtures and like that. But and Carrie Bell is on drums, and which gives it the rhythm that you need for Broadway. It's a fun night. I really do enjoy doing this. And we will have about 3,500 people there that night. All the concerts at the Spreckles Organ Pavilion are free, because that was part of the deed of gift to the city of San Diego, that you can never charge for an event at the Organ Pavilion, not just the organ, but if they have anything at the pavilion. The society takes donations, because obviously we have to pay people, you know, and keep the organ in pristine condition. So there's donations given, and people can buy t-shirts, sweatshirts, you know, CDs and everything like that. But fundamentally, you can go there, sit there and walk away and have an evening of Broadway for nothing to contribute to us.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time. Thank you for joining us on At the Organ.
Thank you, and all the very best.
And we have time for one more selection from Dr. Carol Williams' new CD, Just Carol Compositions. A little touch of Scotland here, performed again at St. Paul's Cathedral in San Diego. This is called Bonnie Eriske. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.